Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Today we dive into the tragic and unthinkable murder of Colleen Ritzer, a beloved teacher whose life was cut short by one of her own students. This isn't just a tale of betrayal, it's a chilling reminder of the unpredictable nature of human actions and the devastating impact they can have. Have you ever wondered how a classroom can turn into a crime scene? Who was Colleen Ritzer, the teacher who inspired so many only to face betrayal from a student she tried to help? What drives a young man to commit such an unthinkable act against someone who believed in them? In today's episode, we unravel the gripping tale of a murder that shocked a community and left everyone asking, why? We'll dive inside the investigation, reveal the chilling details, and uncovering the truth behind this tragic event. As we piece together the story, we'll also explore the profound impact on Colleen's families, students, and colleagues, and the lessons we can learn from this heartbreaking case. Stay with us as we navigate the twists and turns of this story, answering the questions you didn't even know you had, and shining a light on the enduring legacy of a remarkable teacher. Colleen Ritzer was a remarkable individual whose life was defined by her dedication to teaching and her genuine compassion for others. Born on May 13, 1989 in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Colleen grew up in the nearby town of Andover. From an early age, she exhibited a natural curiosity and love for learning, traits that would later define her career as an educator. Growing up in a close-knit family, Colleen was the eldest of three siblings. Her parents, Tom and Peggy Ritzer, instilled in her the values of kindness, empathy, and hard work. These values shaped Colleen's character and influenced her decision to pursue a career in education, where she could make a meaningful difference in the lives of young people. Colleen attended Andover High School, where she was known for her academic excellence and active involvement in school activities. She was a member of the National Honor Society and participated in various clubs, including the math team, where she developed a passion for mathematics that she would later pass on to her students. After graduating from high school, Colleen pursued her dreams of becoming a teacher by enrolling at Assumption College in Worcester, Massachusetts. There, she majored in mathematics, a subject she found both challenging and rewarding. Colleen's professors and peers recognized her as a dedicated and hardworking student with a genuine enthusiasm for learning and teaching. While at Assumption College, Colleen gained valuable experience working as a student teacher in local schools. Her ability to connect with students and make learning engaging and accessible quickly became evident. Colleen was committed to creating an inclusive classroom environment where every student felt valued and supported. Upon graduating with honors, Colleen continued her education at Salem State University, where she earned a master's degree in education. Her studies focused on innovative teaching methods and strategies for fostering student engagement and success. Colleen was passionate about finding new ways to inspire her students and help them reach their full potential. Colleen began her teaching career at Danvers High School, where she taught math to freshmen and sophomore students. She quickly became a beloved figure at the school, known for enthusiasm, creativity, and dedication. Her lessons were designed to be interactive and fun, offering real-world applications to make math more relatable. Outside the classroom, Colleen was actively involved in the school community. She volunteered as a mentor for new teachers, sharing her knowledge and passion for education with her colleagues. Colleen also organized and participated in various extracurricular activities, including math competitions and after-school tutoring sessions, further demonstrating her commitment to her students' success. Colleagues admired Colleen for her positive energy and her ability to inspire others. She was known for leaving uplifting messages and quotes on whiteboards throughout the school, spreading kindness and encouragement to everyone who passed by. Students frequently spoke of Colleen's genuine care and interest in their well-being, both physically and personally. Colleen Ritzer was more than just a teacher. She was a mentor, a friend, and a role model. Her legacy of kindness, passion, and unwavering dedication to her students continues to inspire those who knew her and serves as a reminder of the profound impact one person can have on the lives of others. The tragic murder of Colleen Ritzer was committed by Philip Chisholm, a 14-year-old student at Danvers High School. Philip's background was marked by significant life changes and challenges that may have contributed to his psychological state at the time of the crime. Philip Chisholm was born on January 21, 1999, in Clarksville, Tennessee. He was the eldest of three children in a family that underwent considerable upheaval. His parents divorced when he was young, a difficult experience that affected his emotional well-being. In 2013, shortly before the events at Danvers High School, Philip moved with his mother and siblings from Tennessee to Massachusetts. Leaving behind friends and familiar surroundings, this relocation was challenging for Philip, who struggled to adjust to a new environment in the absence of his father. At Danvers High School, Philip was known for his athletic talent, particularly in soccer. He quickly became a valuable member of the school's junior varsity soccer team, earning praise from coaches for his skills and potential. Despite his success on the field, Philip was often described as quiet and withdrawn in social settings. Classmates noted that he kept to himself and rarely engaged in conversations or group activities outside of soccer. Academically, Philip showed potential but exhibited inconsistencies in performance. Teachers observed that he could grasp complex concepts, but often seemed disinterested or distracted. There were instances where his behavior in class fluctuated from attentive to distant, raising concerns among educators about his emotional state. There were signs of underlying psychological and behavioral issues that hinted at Philip's internal struggles. Teachers and school staff noticed changes in his demeanor, including moments of uncharacteristic anger and periods of silence that suggested he was dealing with more than just the typical challenges of adolescence. Despite these observations, there was no formal intervention or psychological evaluation conducted by the school, leaving Philip's mental health needs unmet. Peers described Philip as having a dark side that was occasionally visible, although these glimpses were often overlooked or dismissed as part of normal teenage behavior. His withdrawn nature and reluctance to open up about personal matters made it difficult for those around him to recognize the extent of his turmoil. Colleen Ritzer was one of Phillips' teachers, and she approached her role with the same passion and dedication she showed to all of her students. She was committed to helping Philip succeed in her math class and worked to engage him by making the subject matter relatable and interesting. Colleen offered extra help and support, hoping to encourage him to participate more actively in class. While Colleen's intentions were rooted in kindness and a desire to support her students, Philip's internal struggles and external pressures were building to a breaking point. The relationship between the two, while professional, became entangled in the complexity of Philip's mental state, leading to the tragic events that unfolded. On October 22, 2013, Philip Chisholm's behavior indicated a significant shift. He arrived at school seemingly agitated, and his demeanor during classes was noticeably different than from his usual reserved nature. Throughout the day, there were subtle signs of distress that went unnoticed by those around him. These included avoiding eye contact, appearing lost in thought, and a reluctance to engage in conversation. The motive behind Philip's actions remained complex and partly speculative, as they involve a mix of personal, psychological, and possibly situational factors. His inability to process or articulate his emotions may have played a critical role in the events that transpired, culminating in a crime that shocked the community and left lasting scars. October 22, 2013 was a day that began like any other at Danvers High School in Massachusetts. However, it quickly turned into a tragedy that left a deep scar on the community and changed the lives of many forever. The morning of October 22nd started with Philip Chisholm, a freshman at Danvers High School, attending his regular classes. Teachers and classmates later recalled that Philip seemed unusually withdrawn, even for someone known for being quiet and reserved. There were small, noticeable signs of agitation and distress in his demeanor, but nothing that appeared alarming at the time. As the school day progressed, Philip attended his math class with Colleen, a teacher known for her warmth, enthusiasm, and dedication to her students. Colleen had a particular knack for making math accessible and enjoyable, often staying after school to offer additional help to any student who needed it. On that day, she invited students to join her for extra help after classes ended, a routine part of her commitment to their academic success. After the final bell rang and most students left the campus, Philip stayed behind under the pretense of needing extra help with his math assignments. He followed Colleen to a second-floor bathroom, an unusual choice given that her extra help sessions typically occurred in her classroom. It was inside this bathroom that the situation took a tragic turn. Philip attacked Colleen with a box cutter he had brought to school, a weapon that suggested premeditation. The assault was swift and brutal, leaving Colleen with fatal injuries. The attack was both calculated and frenzied, indicating a deep-seated turmoil within Philip. Following the assault, Philip calmly changed his clothes and attempted to clean up the crime scene, displaying a chilling level of detachment and control. He then placed Colleen's body in a recycle bin and transported it to a nearby wood area behind the school. There, he left her in a shallow grave, attempting to hide his actions. The motives for Philip's actions remains complex and somewhat elusive. Investigators and psychologists have speculated that a combination of psychological issues, unresolved anger, and a possible triggering event led to the attack. Philip had recently moved from Tennessee to Massachusetts following his parents' divorce, a transition that reportedly caused him significant emotional distress. Some reports suggest that Philip may have misinterpreted Colleen's supportive interactions as something more personal, leading to feelings of confusion and resentment. However, these remain speculations, as Philip has not provided a clear explanation for his actions.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
His psychological state, coupled with pressures of adjusting to a new environment, may have contributed to the tragic outcome. As the afternoon wore on and Colleen did not return home, her family grew worried and contacted the school and police. The search for Colleen began in earnest, with increasing concern, as she was known for being reliable and dedicated. Meanwhile, Philip's absence from home was also noted, adding to the alarm. The discovery of Colleen's body in the early hours of October 23rd was a devastating blow to the Danvers community. Teachers, students, and parents were plunged into shock and disbelief. Colleen Ritzer was not just a teacher, but a beloved mentor and friend to many, known for her inspirational teaching and caring nature. The realization that a student was involved in her murder added another layer of horror. Student and staff struggled to comprehend how such a betrayal could occur within the walls of their school. The immediate reactions were a mixture of grief, fear, and confusion as the community grappled with the loss and the violation of trust. Days that followed saw pouring of grief and support with vigils and memorials held to honor Colleen's memory. The school community came together seeking solace and understanding in the wake of a tragedy that seemed incomprehensible. As the evening unfolded, concerns grew when Colleen did not return home. And while she didn't return home, Philip's mother also noticed that he was missing and reported that to the police, heightening the urgency of the situation. Law enforcement quickly mobilized, organized search efforts to locate both the missing teacher and the student. Officers arrived at Danvers High School to begin their investigation, searching the building and its surrounding areas for any clues that might reveal their whereabouts. The breakthrough came when police reviewed the school surveillance footage. The video showed Philip Chisholm following Colleen Ritzer into a bathroom and later exiting with a large recycle bin. This critical piece of evidence led investigators to the wooded area behind the school, where they made the tragic discovery of Colleen's body early on the morning of October 23rd. The discovery of Colleen Ritzer's body set in motion an immediate and coordinated response from law enforcement. Officers secured the crime scene, ensuring that all potential evidence was preserved for forensic analysis. The investigation intensified as they worked to piece together the events that led to her death. Detectives and forensic teams meticulously collected evidence from the scene, including the box cutter used in the attack and items belonging to both Colleen and Philip. The evidence would later prove crucial in building the case against Philip Chisholm. As word of the incident spread, Danvers High School made the difficult decision to close for the day. This decision was made out of respect for Colleen and to provide students and staff time to process the tragedy. The school immediately offered counseling services, bringing in mental health professionals to support those affected by the shocking news. The investigation began in earnest on October 23, 2013, immediately after Colleen was discovered in a wooded area behind Danvers High School. Detectives quickly identified Philip Chisholm as a person of interest, primarily due to his absence and the surveillance footage that was captured within the school. The surveillance cameras inside Danvers High School provided a crucial starting point for the investigation. Like we said, the footage showed Philip following Colleen into a second floor bathroom and then leaving the area with a large recycling bin. This sequence of events raised immediate suspicions and established a timeline that was critical in understanding what transpired that day. Investigators conducted numerous interviews with students, teachers, and staff who interacted with Colleen and Philip on the day of the murder. These interviews revealed that Colleen had stayed after school to offer extra help to her students, a routine part of her dedication to teaching. Witnesses noted Philip's unusual behavior throughout the day, including signs of agitation and distress, which provided additional context for the investigation. The discovery of the recycling bin used to transport Colleen's body was a significant breakthrough in the investigation. Forensic teams collected fingerprints and other trace evidence from the bin, linking it directly to Philip Chisholm. Additionally, the box cutter used in the attack was recovered near the crime scene, providing further physical evidence of his involvement. Now we're going to take a look at the role of forensic evidence, including the surveillance footage and DNA. Forensic evidence was instrumental in building a compelling case against Philip Chisholm. The combination of video surveillance, DNA analysis, and meticulous crime scene investigation helped establish a comprehensive narrative of the crime. So when it came to DNA evidence, forensic scientists conducted thorough DNA analysis on evidence collected from the crime scene and the bathroom where the attack occurred. Philip Chisholm's DNA was found on the box cutter and in the bathroom, corroborating his presence and involvement in the crime. This evidence was crucial in eliminating any doubt about his role in the murder. The forensic team conducted an exhaustive examination of the bathroom and wooded area, ensuring that every piece of evidence was documented and analyzed. Bloodstains, fibers, and other trace materials were collected and studied, providing a detailed picture of the crime's violent nature. In addition to physical evidence, investigators also reviewed digital footprints, including Philip's cell phone activity and online searches, which revealed disturbing insights into his mindset leading up to the crime. This evidence helped paint a fuller picture of his intentions and premeditation. Interviews with detectives and key figures involved in the investigation provided a deeper understanding of the challenges and breakthroughs encountered during the case. Throughout the investigation, law enforcement worked closely with Colleen Ritzer's family, keeping them informed and involved in the process. The detectives' dedication to seeking justice for Colleen was evident in their tireless efforts to uncover the truth and hold Philip Chisholm accountable for his actions. The legal proceedings in the aftermath of Colleen's murder were pivotal in seeking justice for her family and the community. The trial of Philip Chisholm was a high-profile case, fraught with legal complexities and emotional testimony that gripped the public's attention. Following the discovery of Colleen Ritzer's murder, Philip Chisholm faced multiple charges. Despite his young age, the decision was made to charge him as an adult due to the severity of the crime. The charges include first-degree murder, aggravated rape, and armed robbery. Charging Philip as an adult was a significant decision, reflecting the Massachusetts legal framework that allows juveniles aged 14 and older to be tried as adults for certain violent crimes. This decision underscored the belief that the nature of the crime warranted a response beyond the juvenile justice system. So we're going to take a look at the key arguments that were presented by the prosecution and the defense. prosecution's case aimed to demonstrate that Philip Chisholm's guilt by focusing on the premeditated and violent nature of the crime. Their key arguments included premeditation and intent. Prosecutors presented evidence that Philip planned the murder, highlighting his decision to bring a box cutter to school and target Colleen Ritzer when she was alone. They argued that his actions were calculated and deliberate. Prosecution relied heavily on DNA evidence and surveillance footage from the school. The footage showed Philip following Colleen into the bathroom and leaving with the recycling bin, creating a compelling narrative of his guilt. They also emphasized the heinous nature of the crime, describing it as a senseless and violent act that caused irreparable harm to Colleen's family and the community. They argued that the severity of the crime warranted the harshest penalty. The defense centered its arguments on Philip's mental state, claiming that he was not fully responsible for his actions due to psychological issues. Their key arguments included diminished capacity. The defense contended that Philip suffered from severe mental health issues, including depression and possible psychosis, which impaired his ability to understand the consequences of actions. They argued that his mental state diminished his capacity to form intent. The defense highlighted Philip's difficult adjustment to his parents' divorce and the move from Tennessee to Massachusetts, arguing that these traumatic experiences contributed to his mental instability and affected his behavior. And the defense also focused on youth and developmental factors, emphasizing Philip's age and developmental immaturity. They argued that his actions were a result of impulsivity and a lack of emotional regulation, suggesting that rehabilitation rather than punishment would be more appropriate. We're going to take a look at some of the notable moments during the trial, including witness testimonies. The trial was marked by several significant moments, capturing the public's attention and providing insight into the complexities of the case. To start off with, you had the victim impact statements. Colleen Ritzer's family delivered powerful victim impact statements, sharing the profound loss they experienced and the enduring impact of her death on their lives. Their emotional testimonies underscored Colleen's kindness, dedication, and the void left by her absence. And then they had expert testimonies. Both the prosecution and defense called upon expert witnesses to testify about Philip's mental state. Psychological experts presented differing views on his capacity to understand and control his actions, highlighting the challenges of assessing mental health in the context of criminal behavior. Prosecution experts argued that Philip was capable of understanding his actions, pointing to evidence of planning and deliberate intent. Defense experts presented evidence of Philip's mental health issues, arguing that his actions were influenced by psychological distress and trauma. After a lengthy and emotional trial, the jury found Philip Chisholm guilty of first-degree murder, aggravated rape, and armed robbery. The verdict was based on the overwhelming evidence presented and the jury's determination that Philip was responsible for his actions. He was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years, a sentence that balanced the severity of the crime with considerations of his age. The legal process surrounding Colleen Ritzer's murder was a challenging and emotional journey, reflecting the complexities of balancing justice with the considerations of juvenile offenders. The trial served as a critical step in providing closure for Colleen's family and affirming the community's commitment to honoring. Colleen Ritzer's family was devastated by her tragic death. Known for her warmth, kindness, and dedication, Colleen was a central figure in her family's life. The shock of losing her so suddenly and violently left a deep and lasting wound that was difficult to heal. Her parents, Tom and Peggy, along with her siblings, were thrust in the public eye as they dealt with their grief. The trial and media coverage added another layer of emotional strain as they were forced to relive the details of her death repeatedly. Despite this, they remained steadfast in their determination to seek justice for Colleen and to ensure that her legacy would endure. Friends and colleagues of Colleen were also deeply affected by her loss. Those who knew her best described her as a shining light in their lives, always offering support and encouragement. Her absence left a void that was keenly felt both personally and professionally. Throughout the legal process and beyond, Colleen Ritzer's family made several public appearances and statements, reflecting their strength and resilience in the face of unimaginable tragedy. During the trial, family members, like we discussed, delivered powerful victim impact statements, sharing their memories of Colleen and the profound loss they felt. In interviews and public appearances, Colleen's family spoke about the importance of mental health awareness and the need for schools to be safe environments for both students and teachers. They advocated for changes in policies and practices to prevent similar tragedies in the future, turning their grief into a call for positive change. Danvers community, along with friends and colleagues from Andover and beyond, came together to honor Colleen Ritzer's memory in various ways. These efforts reflected the deep impact she had on her students, colleagues, and the community at large. In the days following her death, vigils and memorial services were held to celebrate Colleen's life. Hundreds of people gathered to share stories, light candles, and offer support to her family. These events provided a space for collective mourning and healing, reinforcing the strong sense of community that Colleen had helped to foster. And to honor Colleen's passion for teaching and her commitment to education, her family established the Colleen E. Ritzer Memorial Scholarship Fund. This scholarship supports aspiring educators who embody Colleen's dedication and compassion, helping them pursue their dreams of making a difference in the lives of students. The annual Step Up for Colleen 5K Run and Walk was organized to bring the community together in remembrance of Colleen. This event not only raises funds for the scholarship, but also celebrates Colleen's love for life and her commitment to inspiring others. Participants came together each year to honor her legacy and continue her mission of spreading kindness and positivity. In response to the tragedy, Danvers High School and the wider community implemented initiatives focused on mental health awareness, school safety, and fostering positive relationships between students and staff. These efforts aim to create a safe and more supportive environment for everyone, ensuring that Colleen's legacy of caring and kindness lives on. The tragedy prompted Danvers High School to reevaluate and enhance its safety protocols and policies. School officials, in collaboration with law enforcement and experts in school safety, implemented several key changes aimed at preventing future incidents and ensuring the well-being of students and staff. Including increased security measures, the school installed additional surveillance cameras throughout the campus to monitor activities and deter potential threats. Access to the school building was tightened with the implementation of new procedures for monitoring and controlling entry and exit points. Visitor management systems were put in place to ensure that all visitors were identified and logged. The school increased its focus on emergency preparedness, conducting regular drills and training sessions for students and staff. These drills covered a range of scenarios, including lockdowns and evacuations, to ensure that everybody was equipped to respond effectively in a crisis. Danvers High School strengthened its partnership with a local law enforcement agency, facilitating regular communication and coordination. School resource officers were more actively involved in the school community, providing a visible presence and fostering positive relationships with students and staff. Recognizing the emotional impact of the tragedy, Danvers High School prioritized the provision of support services to help students and staff cope with their grief and anxiety. A range of resources was made available to address the psychological needs of the school community. The school expanded its counseling services, providing access to mental health professionals who offered individual and group therapy sessions. Peer support programs were introduced to foster a sense of community and encourage students to support one another. And the school organized workshops and seminars focused on mental health awareness, strength management, and coping strategies. And the school also engaged parents in the healing process by offering informational sessions and resources to help them support their children. The events at Danvers High School underscored the critical importance of creating a safe and supportive environment for students and staff. In the aftermath of the tragedy, educators, parents, and policymakers engaged in discussions about improving school safety protocols, prioritizing mental health awareness. And as part of that, schools across the region conducted comprehensive safety assessments to identify potential vulnerabilities and areas for improvement. The tragedy highlighted the need to prioritize mental health in schools, recognizing that emotional well-being is essential to a safe learning environment. Schools also implemented training programs for staff and students to recognize and respond to signs of distress or potential threats. These programs aim to equip individuals with the skills needed to identify warning signs and intervene appropriately. As we reflect on the life and legacy of Colleen Ritzer, we are reminded of the extraordinary impact that one dedicated teacher on countless lives. Colleen's story is a testament to the power of kindness, passion, and unwavering commitment to education. Her influence continues to resonate through the students she inspired, the colleagues she uplifted, and the community that honors her memory. While the tragedy of her untimely death brought immense sorrow and also galvanized a movement towards positive change, let us carry forward the lessons we've learned from Colleen's life and legacy, striving to create a world where compassion and understanding guide our actions. In doing so, we ensure that Colleen Ritzer's spirit lives on, lighting the path for others and reminding us all of the profound difference one person can make. Thank you for joining us in today's Murder Monday episode. We encourage you to reflect on the ways you can contribute to creating a kinder, more supportive world in your own communities. Together, we can honor Colleen's memory by continuing the values she held dear and inspiring others to do the same. And now we'd like to take a time to mention our affiliate of the episode, and that is VidAngel. Hey there, true crime fans. If you're anything like me, you love diving into the most gripping crime documentaries and series, but sometimes the content can be a bit too intense or not quite right for everyone in the room. That's why I want to tell you about VidAngel, the streaming service that lets you control what you see and hear in your favorite shows and movies. With VidAngel, you can customize your viewing experience by filtering out any content that you find disturbing or just want to skip. Whether it's strong language, graphic violence, or other scenes that might not be suitable for a group setting, VidAngel gives you the power to decide what stays and what goes. It's perfect for those times when you're watching with friends or family who might not be as into the gritty details as you are. Imagine watching your favorite true crime series and knowing you can adjust the intensity without missing out on the intrigue and suspense. VidAngel works with major streaming platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime, so you can watch all the latest shows with peace of mind. Give VidAngel a try and see how it transforms your true crime binge-watching experience. Trust me, it's a game-changer. Use the link in the description today and take control of your viewing experience. And with that, we'd like to thank you so much for watching and listening to the latest Murder Monday episode. If you want to support the channel even more, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/True Crime Never Sleeps.